Well, what's up, guys? We're back here finally, trying out this podcasting, you know, keeping it 100. This is our first one. This is our first time trying it. And we're just keeping it real, you know. We're just trying this shit out. I don't know what's the outcome to it, so. But, yeah, we're here, finally. Sunny old Wisconsin. No, it's 17 degrees outside, snow all over. Again, we're from Philadelphia. And parents from Puerto Rico. And we're here in Wisconsin now, so it's just the way life goes. I like it here. It's nice. Relaxing. Take a sip of this coffee here. Oh, that's hot. Anyway. So, yeah. Like I said from the beginning, the trailer, you know, we're going to keep it 100. We're going to be talking about sports, paranormal, conspiracies, things that are happening right now. Anything in general, you know, it's not really much, just one topic type of thing, even though I do love conspiracies and paranormal, just so you guys know. But yeah, absolutely talking about the streets and, like I said, things that are going on right now. I'll be having special guests on my podcast as we go. There's one special one that I'm trying to have him get on here that I'm pretty sure you guys will enjoy as well. His name is Eddie Ed. Shout out to Eddie Ed. Hopefully he can start working with me on this. Really open-minded man. Open-minded. But today in front of me here in my living room, I do have my cousin, Hector, a.k.a. Bam Bam. Well.
Hello.
What's up, bro?
How's it going?
How's the coffee, man?
Pretty good.
All right.
I'm getting some beer.
Oh, man. So, what's good? How you been?
Not much. Pretty good.
Working.
Living life, yeah. Having dreams, still having nightmares, you know.
There you go. Shout out to Meek Mill.
All right. Also a Philadelphia native.
There you go.
Yeah,
Philly in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're both here in Wisconsin. I mean, that was the first one to come down here, and then I started, you know, having people over for vacation and just to see how it is. And, you know, there's a big change from where we at here in Wisconsin to where we were over there in Philadelphia. And I'm born and raised over there, you know, and I love it to death. I'm sure you too.
Yeah,
same way. You were born there, you were raised there, you know. And it's a huge difference. Not like you can get up and go to the corner store and buy a Chico stick anymore. You can't do that over here.
Nope.
You know, over here you gotta probably go and drive a mile and a half to get to the nearest store, and probably more than that, to go buy a loaf of bread that's outrageously priced, overpriced. I remember going one time, desperate times. I didn't even have a car or nothing. I walked more than half a mile to the store and paid $6 almost with tax for a loaf of bread.
Damn.
Now, and then to buy that at that price to walk back more than half a mile again, you know, I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do. The struggle's real.
I've been there too. I used to walk all over. Had no car, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Still kept it going.
You gotta keep on forward.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on forward. Oh man, Eddie, talking about Eddie. Eddie sent me, he didn't send me, he told me this morning that top headlines everywhere was something about the Astros, or that they were cheating, and they admit to cheating, and even LeBron James had had, you know, Lamar. Something to say about it as well. Yeah. Did you hear anything about it?
No, I didn't really hear anything.
Yeah, because I was looking up in the news and stuff, but I did not find anything either.
Probably fake news.
I don't know. I'm backed up on that. Backed up.
But what I do know is,
yeah,
Mayweather's fighting McGregor.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. You already know that's an automatically win for Mayweather.
You know,
if McGregor goes to that,
in the sport of boxing, you gotta give it to Mayweather, whether you like him or not. You know, he's the man. You know what I'm saying? He's the man. You know, I mean, I wish he would have fought a few guys at their prime as well. You know, or some guys right now that he haven't even fought. But you know, Mayweather, he's money made. He's the man. Yeah. So, but McGregor, man, I love McGregor. He's cocky.
I like his attitude.
I like his swag. He's
like everything. He's like another. Well, they're both pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm. So I gotta say, if Mayweather goes to McGregor's,
McGregor's gonna
octagon, you already know McGregor's gonna get that for sure. You know. But you know, just with the hands in boxing,
Mayweather.
Yeah, it's Mayweather.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the beauty of boxing. Mm-hmm. Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything.
I mean, you're seeing these upsets right now with Andy Ruiz and Joshua.
That was a
huge upset. I mean, kudos to Andy Ruiz. Shout out to Andy Ruiz. You know, straight up. Cause I felt that win too.
I know. Yeah,
I felt it. It was emotional. Like everybody that watched it felt it, even though it wasn't what they wanted to see, but. When you see somebody that you think that's not gonna make it, that's a good feeling. That's a good feeling.
All that hard work, it proves in the end that.
Well,
and you can win.
Well, we talk a little bit about everything. Well, you know, what's up with your music career, man? You know, trying to get back on track or?
I want to get back on track, but right now I can't.
Struggle,
right? Yeah,
but like once you get back on track and situated, you know, you feel a little better, you want to go back on that.
I always think about it. I got stuff just written on my phone or in the book, but
I feel
that's more lyrical.
I feel that you got enough to do like an album or two, or maybe even three.
I mean, I got, yeah,
you know, full albums, intros, outros. Skips.
Yeah.
The whole
short ride. Versions. Yep.
Yeah. You know, being, you know, not able to have those privileges like many others out there, you know, it's real difficult to show off your skills.
And my thing is just how to approach. Now we live in an era, for real, that it's a short attention span. You make a long song, people are not going to hear it. I know that for a fact. That's why now the song, as soon as the beat starts, it's a melody or it's something, because, and it's only usually now.
They're starting off hard.
Yeah, now it's like 2 minutes long. Before it used to be 4 minutes, you know.
And those are the hits right now.
Yeah,
you know,
so
the
now,
ones that, you know, that aren't even that long and catchy.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
It gotta be catchy.
Everything.
Yeah.
Why you think movies now start off boom? Something going on, like,
yep.
It's just right away.
You're trying to take that boring out,
yeah.
You know, straight to it. You know, you want to dance, you want to dance,
yeah.
You want to be in the same groove right away.
So that's a thought, and if it's for that, I got that for sure. It's just how to approach the things. There's people already in Delaware making music, making $1,000 show in Owisco, whatever it's called. And I know just by one song that I have could be. I swear to God.
Well, I believe you because I already know that.
Yeah.
And you have been told by a couple of producers out there, you know.
So, right now's not the time.
And every time you got with a producer or something, it's like you got so much going on, you can't stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's cutting you off.
The consistency, I need to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have no time for that.
Because
if I want to relax, just relax for an hour or two, go to bed. I'm on doing other things, which is those other things, you know, help me in life, like going to work, paying bills, you know, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's not like you out there hanging, you don't got time for that. You out there working hard and taking care of the family and things like that.
When I do have the time to really, like, chill and, like, okay, instead of relaxing, let me just use my relaxing time to write, all right.
And then at the end of the day, you know, keeping it 100, even if you straight, you chilling, relaxing, you doing your thing, you out there in the studios and stuff, and you don't got no problems. Even I'm put me in there, like, I don't got any problems, I'm relaxing, I'm chilling. But don't always the problems come to you. Even though you don't look for problems, the problems sometimes they just come, and they come hard when they do. And you know, it's like they say, you know, when it rains, it pours. You know, it's so difficult.
You know what I believe in? Manifestation. You could be a good person with a great vibe. But if you, let's say you in, example, your workplace. You're a good person, you're a great person. But there's people around you that have a bad vibe. That bad vibe goes straight to the good, the most purest person in there. Because it's so pure, they're so good. Bad just automatically feeds off of that, and then bad things happen to you. I believe in that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in it. You could be home by yourself, and someone comes over that has something bad deep down.
Yeah.
It stays there.
Yeah.
And now you got it.
Yo, and that's why people, you know, even myself, you know, I got certain things where, you know, even if it's a superstition thing or if people want to call it rituals or whatever, you know, but it's like things that, at least in my mindset, I'll feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not working or if all this is not true or it is. That's the, you know, just keep my mind clean. It's like, oh, okay, I put a certain thing behind the door upside down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I think that's going to help me, I'm fucking putting it like that. I don't give a damn,
right.
You know. But, you know,
and if you feel like it works.
It's that ease of mind.
Yeah.
Because you get at the end of the day for doing something like that and, you know.
All right.
It's crazy.
It's like with me, I have to leave the door closed in the bathroom before I go to sleep. I can't have that door open. I don't know why. If I don't have that door closed, I can't sleep at night for some reason.
When I used to live in the apartments over there too, it would have to be closed.
I can't have it open.
I ain't like it open either. I don't know if it's because, you know, you get to see a little bit of shower curtain and then the heater or the air conditioner, depending on the season, is blowing, and then you see that shower curtain moving and shit. You think somebody behind there or something?
I just can't. It's like, it's a sign of like I'm secure. I don't know. You know, if I'm laying in the sofa and the bathroom door is open, I'll keep looking at that bathroom door, thinking that bathroom thinks someone's gonna come.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh man, it's gonna be another cold one tomorrow out there, bro. It's gonna be 17, I think, like it is today, or even colder.
Yep.
This is cold front coming, and then I guess we'll get back warmed up. I heard 40s on Tuesday. For us, that's like warm.
That's like summer.
Mind you guys, we, you know, we are Puerto Rican as well, and from the Caribbean, and this coldness is just too much sometimes.
Yeah,
it is.
So yeah, tomorrow's gonna be 15 degrees, and lowest is gonna be 6 degrees.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
The lowest today is going to be 0 degrees.
Nice. Yeah, I got to do some errands tonight. Most of the times that I've been out there running errands, man, for my luck, it's just snowing and snowing and snowing. It's just insane. Whiteouts and stuff. It's crazy. Icy. Everything, you know.
Get outside, body, your eyes is too bright.
And people think just because they got an all-wheel drive car, you know, I do because I feel comfortable, and that's why probably people buy it, but you still have to be careful. So one time in the Jeep, you know, somebody was driving my Jeep, and me and my wife were in the car, and tell me we took a left on the mobile by the inlet. What was that for? There was ice all over. We spun like four times. Thanks God that we did not hit nothing.
New ditch.
So then no, it was no cars, no you know, light poles or nothing. But we span like four or five times, man. I was like, what the hell are you thinking, bro? Like, this ain't no tank or nothing, you know, like.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. He went way took that corner, I thought he was going straight. I'm like, shit. But yeah, you gotta be careful out there. Really good, they have good tires as well, you know.
Yeah.
They don't help 100%, but it helps more than anything.
More efficient than having it bogged.
Yup. Yes, sir. But yeah, again, I gotta look into what's going on with the with them sports. Talking about how they cheated and that's messed up. Like, come on, you know, keep it 100, guys. Keep it 100. You know, stop fucking cheating. You know, like,
so good sportsmanship.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's not even, you shouldn't even be playing sports.
It's not fair.
You don't do that, you know.
It's an automatic win.
Yup, and it's been happening lately, you know, past couple of years, you know. I don't want to get into that, but, you know.
They played in football.
People thinking that it's, you know, that it's okay to, let's deflate the ball a little bit. Or whatnot, and you know,
so it could affect.
Yeah, show some sportsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it real, keep it 100. That's why we keep it 100.
Yep.
So yeah, this is a preview, basically, of what's coming. We'll be having a more special guest on the podcast, and hopefully Hector, you join me whenever. Right now I think I hooked you up on your phone as well. I could just, you know, you're just a call away, and no matter where you at, you know, if you got the time, we'll do a quick podcast and and talk with the people.
I'll be
out
glad
there. Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to get Eddie to get on it too. That'll be awesome. And sometimes it'll be just me, you know. I'm super busy every day, so it's kind of difficult for me as well. But having this app that I got, we are making it more time efficient, and that's what everything should be about right now. Because everything in this world is just time, and looking for time. And then you know, you got to break night, and you're not feeling good to go to work, and then you still got to go to work, and that's part of life. You can't say no. There's no option, you know. And it's hard, especially with a big family. So, but you guys stay safe out there, and we will continue talking next episode about anything that really comes to our mind. You guys let us know if there's anything you want us to talk about specifically, and we'll see if we can do that. So you guys have a great night. Keep it 100.